From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A Kurdish militant group is claiming responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or TAK, a group that has been an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. The blasts rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the Syrian city of Palmyra. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says IS retook all of Palmyra after the Syrian army withdrew from the city. The observatory says Russian airstrikes later forced IS forces out of Palmyra and that fighting continued in areas surrounding the ancient city. To the north, monitors reported heavy fighting in northeastern districts of the city of Aleppo. A two-week offensive by the Russian-backed Syrian army and its Shiite allies has split the city's rebel-held east and left the rebels in disarray. In other developments, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria to help the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in the push to capture the IS stronghold of Raqqa. The defense secretary is in Iraq for a previously unannounced visit. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he is set to talk with officials. This is VOA News.